producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live and direct today from Grand Forks in the Archives Coffee House. We're in the house today. I could get used to these, coffee events. I know why Congressman Kramer does coffee with Kramer events now. These coffee shops are pretty darn cool, you know. Just had a little chocolate chip muffin over the break there. I'm smelling coffee. Life is good. Gotta love it. We're here today because Attorney General Wayne Stengem announced his candidacy for governor earlier today at our exclusive interview with him moments after making that announcement. And so that's what brought us to Grand Forks today. Now we continue on with the show. Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Kramer coming up here this hour with your calls, questions, and comments today on the program. Just a couple of things from last hour. Emailer says, I think Wayne will make a good governor, and I intend to vote for him. My only concern is the several months that will be needed away from his current duties. Will he receive full pay in addition to his contributions along the way? Just saying. That kind of debate comes up every time, but I think it's pretty much customary that you, remain in a post when you run for a different post. You know, some people leave it, some don't, but... So I think the answer is, if the question is, this was a concern, not a question, but several months will be needed away from his current duties, will he receive full pay? You really don't, running for governor is not a full-time job. So I think he can be attorney general and run for a race, honestly. So I think people will be watching that closely. Another listener says, tell Scott to go to Best Buy in Fargo. I'd tell him Walmart, but I don't want him to get hurt. Yeah, you see that sometimes on Black Friday, don't you, where people get a little overzealous. We have a garage sale over here, and for a lot of years, there would be a guy that would come, and he'd do the drop and roll while we were opening the garage door. You know, the garage door wasn't 2 feet up, on its way up, and, you couldn't wait. He was doing the drop and roll to get into the place. So,
I did retail one Christmas. Remember Tickle Me Elmo?
I do, yes.
I had to pick that Christmas to do retail. And were people just crazy that Christmas.
And one last thing here from last hour. A texter says, Scott, that guy calling about running as a Democrat, that was Philip Bismarck called in the last segment, was being sarcastic. He had a great point and you didn't play along. You either didn't get it or you have no sense of humor. It could have been a great segment, but you left me frustrated. Well, I apologize for that. It is not our business to leave our callers frustrated, and I'm sorry to hear that. I was quite aware he was being sarcastic. I thought I made that point because I was sort of joking about, go make that and see how many votes you get with all that. So that was my acknowledgement that it was sarcastic. So I did get that. I think I have a sense of humor, but you're free to think I don't. But we probably could have done a little more with him if you liked. He had a lot of comments in a lot of different places. He was talking about where he would take his message as a Democratic candidate for governor. Thought we let the thing play out there a little bit, but welcome your feedback. Not everybody's going to agree or think we have a sense of humor, and that's okay. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. It's time for another Talk Radio Town Hall, however, right now, from one busy guy who was last night in Bismarck, and tonight we'll be in Mandan at Dakota Farms Restaurant for a Coffee with Kramer event, 6:30 to 7:30. And joins us for the rest of this hour on a Talk Radio Town Hall to answer any and all questions you might have on the program. Congressman Kevin Kramer. Hello, Kevin. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thanks. I'm fresh from speaking to the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts, where I went just basically to say thank you. That they are the folks that stepped up to the plate when a number of farm commodity and farm member groups raised the concern about the non-government organizations participating in the Farm Bill Biologist program at NRCS and the appearance of bias and things like that. As you might recall, we were able to facilitate negotiation between the farm groups and NRCS, and it was the soil conservation districts that stepped up and took the ball and stepped in the gap. And to the credit of the farm groups, led largely by the North Dakota Farm Bureau and the NRCS, the soil conservation districts, and by the way, to the credit of Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever, everybody stepped up to the plate, looked for a solution to restore trust and confidence and from the ag community, and just a wonderful example of North Dakotans coming together with divergent views and sort of accepting some things and getting some things. And so I was just there to say thank you to the group, and boy, it was really fun to be with them. Just another great North Dakota example.
I want to ask you just a little couple of politics questions here, since today is a day where you have Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, running for governor. And I guess Wayne's long been rumored as a candidate for higher office since he took the Attorney General post in 2000, but he's taken the plunge this time. Your reaction to that?
Well, I'm obviously not surprised, but I'm heartened by it. Wayne is one of these public servants who, clearly has demonstrated exceptional competence in his job. He clearly loves his job, obviously good at it, and could frankly stay right where he is, maybe run for another term or two or however long he wanted and enjoy all of that. But with this moment, this opening that's created by Governor Dalrymple's decision not to seek re-election, Wayne, being the consummate public servant, is stepping up. And so I applaud him for that and I wish him well. He's a popular guy and no doubt a front runner, but he joins Representative Rick Becker in the race. And I think Rick brings some different experiences, a few different viewpoints. And we're in a different time in this state where while we're still prosperous and doing quite well, we're not, it's a new world when oil's $40 a barrel than when it's $100 a barrel. And Rick brings, some fresh approaches to fiscal conservatism that I think is also valuable. I think it'll be a great campaign, and who knows, maybe another candidate or two will get in the race. And as I've said from the beginning, when the window opens like this, if you've ever wanted to be governor, now's the time to step through it and put your name on the line and get after it. So, it should be a fun year.
There are new reports that Sarah Vogel is strongly considering and now announcing forming a exploratory committee, but my sources say she's going to run. How would she be as a candidate and ultimately as a governor?
Well, I like Sarah. I know Sarah a little bit. Served with her for a while in public life when I was on Governor Schaefer's cabinet. But one of the challenges that the Democratic Party in North Dakota has is that they are sort of stuck in the 80s. I know that might sound harsh, but I've said that about my last two opponents for Congress. They bring up policies and ideas and even how they run campaigns as though we still live in the 80s when farms are being foreclosed on and heavy drought and we were dependent on the government for, it seems like, for everything. And that's just not the new North Dakota. And so Sarah would have she'd have to overcome that and, demonstrate that she could be a future Democrat as opposed to a past Democrat. No, she's a wonderful citizen and she contributes in her way in lots of arenas as an activist lawyer. And, and I applaud her for that. I appreciate that about her. But I think to me, it would seem like if the Democratic Party, would endorse Sarah Vogel for governor, first of all, I don't think she could win in this state, in this scenario at this time. But second of all, I think it sends a signal to North Dakota that, we're still stuck in the past, and we are a very futuristic state.
Last political question. We haven't covered this closely, but I hear a lot of grumbling for folks who are not happy with the fact that the Republican Party in North Dakota opted to, opt out of the national sweepstakes on who the next president would be and not even have a primary, not even have a caucus or anything. Is that a decision you support?
Oh, boy. No, it is not. I'm baffled by it, frankly, and I've expressed my concern about it. When you're a little state in the middle of the North American continent with three electoral votes, you have to use all of the political tools at your disposal to wield influence. And one of the ways you can wield influence, especially in this year when you have such a huge field of Republican candidates for president, is to participate in that early momentum building process of choosing a presidential candidate. And for us to sit that out is nothing short of mind-boggling to me. Now that said, Scott, I know you remember very well, the last presidential cycle when we had the caucus, and of course, Rick Santorum paid a visit to North Dakota at your invitation and spent a day in western North Dakota as well as Fargo. Ron Paul came to North Dakota seeking support and earned a lot. And, of course, they ended up 1-2 in the North Dakota caucus. And then we went to the state convention where anybody that didn't, that seemed to be sort of outside of the establishment Mitt Romney group or the official Republican National Committee group were blocked out of the process in just really distasteful way. It was embarrassing, frankly. And then to sort of double down on that and now say, we're just not going to let the people vote at all. We're just going to keep it closed shop.
It's crazy. Yeah, it makes no sense.
It's upside down.
That's democracy? I don't get it. Yeah. More with Congressman Kramer coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Kickstart your savings at Max Black Friday Sale. Stores opening at 5 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Get an incredible 40% off tools on Friday from 5 to 10 a.m. only. Stuff someone's stocking with a 9-inch Android tablet, just $59.99. Or get a Trail mini bike at $499.99. Look for amazing doorbusters and more Black Friday deals at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
With What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition of the program brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. By the way, we're closing in on Christmas. Black Friday's this Friday. So if you want to go Black Friday shopping a little bit early, we'll call this Black Tuesday. You can go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, and here's what you get. Four pillows for the price of one. I'm not kidding you. Four pillows for the price of one. That's double the normal incredible deal we offer you here in the program. Two classic MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, and the money-back guarantee extends through March 1st, which is essentially to say, try this now through February. If, you know, at any point you say this isn't for me, you send it back. Get your money back. Simple as that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Do this for Christmas. Great gifts. Four pillows for the price of one. All right. Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Congressman Kevin Cramer, you're at Dakota Farms in Mandan tonight from 6:30 until 7:30. How, you know, you did one last night at Bismarck as well. Bone Shakers Coffee Shop. Got to love that name.
Yeah.
How concerned are people about ISIS? We now have a global travel alert that has come out. Obviously, with what's happened in Paris and Mali and other places since. I mean, do you get the sense from North Dakotans they're worried, they're concerned?
Well, I do on this show and on the other shows, frankly, that I'm on. But I last night the issue did not come up at the Coffee with Cramer Town Hall. And, in fact, it came up afterwards. A woman came up and raised the issue, and I said I was surprised no one brought it up. And she said, my husband didn't even want me to come here for fear that this could be a target because, you know, a member of Congress is there, which is sort of, you know, eerie when I think about it. So it didn't come up last night. By the way, neither did Obamacare, neither did national debt, neither did deficit spending. It was really weird, but a lot of really good issues, things like home health care support, community health care, community-based health care, the double crews on trains. I mean, just a lot of sort of different issues, but all good stuff. So I didn't get it last night, but I do pick it up, obviously, just in other meetings I've been having, and certainly with you know, with the talk radio circuit, it's sort of the issue of the day without a doubt. And it just seems to be getting weirder, Scott, as the president continues to sort of, you know, treat Republicans in Congress like they're worse enemies than ISIL. And more Democrats, including his own intelligence folks, are saying, you know, we better be paying some attention here. And so it's a weird, weird time, to say the least.
Here's a call that we had last week when you were on, that we didn't get a chance to have you address from a listener who is now in North Dakota but used to live in Arizona. Go ahead and roll that.
Yes, hi. I lived on the Arizona border, the southern border, for over 25 years. And the reason I moved to North Dakota was because of the massive invasion of people coming across. And I would find booklets written in Arabic on my land. I found a prayer rug. I knew these weren't just the typical Mexicans that had been coming across for years. So we moved to North Dakota to get away from it. I still have connections down there with the Border Patrol. And I was told last night that they detained five four Pakistanis and one Syrian or something like that. They referred to them as ISIS members. And the arrogant leader of the group said, you have no idea what you are in for. There's at least 30 a day of us come across this border. So that kind of puts the fear in me, but I've always known this was going to happen. I think it was the plan from the beginning, and it's being carried out.
Now, again, this is a Border Patrol source of yours that said just last night they arrested four, was your number?
Told me this last night. They detained five refugees, supposedly, but he said they referred to them as ISIS members. I think four were Pakistanis and one was a Syrian, but I'm not sure of the, you know, I'm not really sure of the ethnic origins. But the one that was very arrogant said, you have no idea what you guys are in for. There's at least 30 a day of us coming across this border. So people can stick their heads in the sand, and my advice is to keep your powder dry, basically.
All right. So, by the way, later that day, somebody called in and said that there was a Fox News report that confirmed what she had said. She had learned from the Border Patrol. And then, of course, yesterday there was a report of some ISIS members being caught at the border as well. I'm sorry, Syrian refugees caught at the border yesterday. So, you know, different than ISIS coming across doing this. Do you believe this to be a credible report?
It's seems like a lot to me. I will tell you, though, that we've been in contact. We, being my office, has been in contact with the Customs and Border Protection folks, and they say that it's more like a couple a year of Middle Eastern, you know, refugees that were coming across the border, at least up till recently. Now, maybe more recently, but that's sort of been more the standard. Now, that doesn't mean that we're necessarily getting the entire straight scoop either. Now, that said, I will also tell you that Chairman Devin Nunez, Devin is he's from California. He's chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He has an inquiry specifically on this issue, an official inquiry from the Intelligence Committee, specifically on the issue of the southern border and, you know, what we're seeing in terms of, you know, other than Mexican or even Central American immigration coming across the border. So that high level of an inquiry will certainly get some good attention. But we are in contact with them. Devin, actually, an interesting guy. He loves North Dakota. In 2012, I think it was, he actually came up to North Dakota, called me, because he wanted to tour the Bakken, and I wasn't able to help him out, so he just toured it all by himself just out of curiosity. Really a neat guy. His office is pretty close to mine, so I see Devin pretty regularly. But we'll follow up on it, Scott, and I'll follow up with Devin personally, and just as he gets his inquiry answered, certainly be good information to pass along.
Mark in Grand Forks, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Questions or comments for Congressman Kramer here the whole hour? Welcome. A couple of emails trickling as well. We put callers first, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Congressman Kramer, about a week or so ago, you were talking about the budget reconciliation bill and how it was going to defund Obamacare in that bill, but I've seen a report where Obamacare is going to be funded at 85% of what it was, so I was just wondering how you figure that's making headway.
Sure. So good question. Actually, I'm encouraged that it's 85%. It's going, at least it's going the right direction. But the budget reconciliation bill defunds about 85% actually of Obamacare because of the reason we can't defund 100% of it. It's not about defunding so much. It's just eliminating the various programs is because under budget reconciliation, we can only deal with revenue and budget items. And so there are a couple of sort of policy things that don't fit in that category that wouldn't pass Senate rule muster. But that said, to get to your point about where are we at on that, budget reconciliation did in fact pass the House of Representatives. It is in the Senate. And I don't know because the Senate is such a different animal, but I expect that the Senate would take that up maybe as early as next week. Certainly, I would hope by the week after, because remembering that the omnibus spending bill will have to, there'll have to be some action before December 11th on that. So
appreciate the call. Mark, thanks a bunch. We're up against the break. When we come back, I do want to ask more about Obamacare and the nation's number one insurer talking about opting out.
Yeah.
What that might mean ultimately for Obamacare when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's nothing like a great story. And I want to introduce you to some folks who can help tell the story of your town, company, or cause. Heidi and Kara from Crash and Stews are here to tell you how they help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online. They've worked with the likes of General Mills, Harley-Davidson, NPR, and the Voices of Watford. And they can help you, too. Heidi, tell our listeners how Crash and Stews can help.
Every person, every product, every town has a story to tell, and that story should be told in a very creative, simple, and clear way. The shorter that we can make that message and more clear and concise, the better as we reach your audience.
Kara, how do you do what you do?
We deliver compelling content that engages, entertains, and educates. We help ad agencies and businesses create meaningful connections with their customers and employees.
What advice would you have for folks?
If you're not managing your reputation, you can be sure someone else is. It's very important to manage your reputation online these days.
CrashandSues.com or call them at 612-338-7947. Stay tuned for more conversations about storytelling with Crash and Sues.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Joys of my life these days is just getting to every corner of North Dakota, and I really appreciate the feedback we get about doing it. It's one of the reasons we have our Top 10 Town Tour, where we are picking out top 10 towns that we ultimately are going to put in our favorite column and just to become regular visitors throughout our travels. Jamestown is one of those towns. Appreciate it very much. Good folks in Jamestown that have brought us there include the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation there, the Chamber of Commerce, the University of Jamestown, the UTC Aerospace Systems, Hugo's Supermarkets, Zimmerman's Furniture and Grizzly's Bar and Grill. Also want to remind you, we will be in Dickinson for the Bakken Oil Products and Service Show. That is April 13th and 14th. Dawa Solutions Group, of course, the folks that bring you that. And you can check out their website at BakkenOilShow.com/Dickinson to find out more about that event. More with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, today. Easy for me to say. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. So on Obamacare, I'm hearing from healthcare providers who are not fans of Obamacare and what has done to the healthcare insurance world, Congressman Cramer,
sure.
That news that United Health, which is I think the biggest, if not the biggest, one of the biggest providers out there, that they stopped participating in the Obamacare exchange. This is going to be a sort of crescendo of many other folks doing that. That might spell the demise of Obamacare. Is that a possibility?
Well, it may be, and certainly the United the United decision's a big one, and it's gotten a lot of people paying attention. What I worry about, Scott, is that some of this could lead to the very thing the Obamas wanted in the first place, and that was single payer, totally government run system as opposed to a sort of public private, exchange partnership. And by the way, the reason they didn't get the single payer, as you might recall, was the election of Scott Brown after 60 Democratic senators voted for what we now know as Obamacare. They wanted to create the single payer system, and there was a special election in Massachusetts where Republican won, and they lost their filibuster proof majority in the Senate. Otherwise, they'd have it now. So that's the thing, is that what we have to keep our eye on is that as the big players start dropping out, and let's not forget that half of the half of these sort of state co-ops have also gone insolvent and gone away, and so it's sort of gravitating toward a single payer system, and that's what we need to avoid it at any cost. And we the good news is that this Barack Obama's only president for another year, and if we can hold out and get a Republican majority, and depending on what else happens here this year, we can we can start undoing it. Or undo more of it, I should say.
By the way, your questions and comments are welcome on anything, and we get lots of them. And Congressman Cramer loves taking those questions, whatever it may be, things that have happened individually to you that you need to to know more about. A question that came from a listener at one of our previous talk radio town halls that said, okay, I want some numbers on Obamacare, and you have an answer. What was the question again?
Yeah, so the question, and I apologize to the caller because I forgot about this, you know, the next week, and this is probably a couple of weeks old, and so I hope they're listening right now. But the question was, how many people on Obamacare have no premium or aren't paying anything for their health insurance? In other words, who's getting 100% of their premium covered by taxpayers? And so we did do some follow-up with Congressional Research Service, and they say it's about just under 3 million Americans who selected exchange plans that had premiums of between $0 and $50. So basically, you know, fully paid by taxpayers. So that's, you know, 3 million. And keeping in mind that, remember the premise of Obamacare, which is sort of interesting when you look at it today. It was to get coverage for people who couldn't get coverage, especially people with pre-existing conditions and certainly a safety net for the poor. But the safety net was largely always in place. But then they called it the Affordable Care Act. And Scott, the thing we're hearing more than anything is how unaffordable the Affordable Care Act is. Now, certainly for these 3 million people, free is a pretty good deal. The problem is to come up with free for 3 million people, you have to, you know, collect from a lot of others. And, you know, we've heard some just outrageous stories. And we've been hearing them the last couple of years, but now as people are getting their premium announcements for next year, you know, we're seeing tripling and more of rates. And, you know, I think we had a caller on your show last week that we followed up with who had, whose wife had over a tripling of her premium rate, and just outrageous stuff that's happening. So Obamacare, remember it was, well, I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said the best way to kill a really bad law is to implement it fully. And that's what's happening with Obamacare.
Emailer says, if Trump is elected president, will you do what's right and support his policy to deport all illegal aliens? We either have secure borders or we don't have a country.
Okay, so those are two different issues. A secure border and deporting illegal aliens are two different things. And so I think the first thing we have to do is secure the border. That's always been the Republican position. Now, we have a wonderful bill that Homeland Security Chairman Mike McCaul introduced in January of this year that secures the border. And I mean, it's a tough bill. It's very prescriptive, very detailed, details every inch of wall, fence, border patrol, UAVs, manned aircraft, vessels, out in the Coast Guard vessels and everything. And it's very prescriptive, but it got derailed by the House Freedom Caucus because they saw it as an opportunity. I think it was really more the Heritage Foundation saw it as an opportunity to say, yeah, but you're not dealing with the other immigration issues, therefore it's not good enough. And they derailed it. But I think we're going to get it resurrected now in January because I think, you know, a lot of people are seeing we have to secure our borders first. And we've always believed that was the way to go anyway, secure the border first. So that's a separate issue from the deportation of illegals, which is the other part of the question. And I think you have to do it to degrees, if that makes sense. In other words, just saying whether it's 11 million or 15 million or 30 million, and the numbers are all over the board. But I think you have to start with people who came here illegally and committed other crimes while they were here. I think that's the first wave. You have to get them out of here. They don't deserve to live here. They don't deserve any of the benefits of the United States, and move them. And if we can, you know, again, do it in degrees, do it in waves, and work our way, to the other people with different status. You've got the anchor baby situation, for example, that was so controversial here not so long ago. We haven't heard a lot about it lately. You've got, you know, the dreamers and things like that. So I think in waves, yeah, but, and we'll see if Barack Obama becomes president. I have a feeling that he's going to take his cue from Barack Obama and do a lot of things by executive fiat, those things that he's able to do within the law. And I think that would be somewhat of a welcome approach from a Republican.
All right, let's go to Bob in Harriet, South Dakota, on the Talk Radio Town Hall on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
With your comments about United Healthcare dropping the Affordable Care Act as a carrier.
Yes.
Because in the next day in the paper, it was rescinded that they were not going to do that. I have also a daughter that's an executive in United Healthcare, and that is a very sound company. And I'm proud to have my daughter from South Dakota as an executive of United Healthcare. And that's all you people want to do is get rid of the Affordable Care Act. I, as a retired farmer, was trying to get a young farmer to take over my operation. And the biggest thing was their health care costs to make it feasible for them to come to this farm and for me to help them. And this all fell through. Now, you guys want to take all this away on this health care and cripple rural America, and as retiring farmers trying to find young people to keep people on the land is completely utter false context from your side.
So, a couple of things. But one is with regard to United Healthcare. Frankly, I'm a fan of United Healthcare. I think that they're a wonderful organization.
Well, and we're proud to have our daughter work for them.
Yeah, sure.
As an executive coming from a family farm in South Dakota.
Yeah, no, that's something to be proud of, no question about it. I do want to note that, you know, the health of the company is not as good because of Obamacare. I mean, one of the reasons this was even discussed is because of mounting losses from their own Obamacare exchange.
So from what I get it, they seem to enjoy it.
Well, again, the numbers would tell you a different story. But I'm just telling you what...
Yeah. I want to get to Bob's other point, though, because I think he raises an interesting point about young farmers, because there is no other category of individual that has been hit harder by Obamacare than young agriculture professionals. And we've heard from multiples. And the reason is that young people that are self-insured are required as part of Obamacare to purchase policies that they don't want or need, and they're required to purchase certain coverage that they aren't required or need as a part of their generation and their age, obviously their healthiness. So they're forced to buy really expensive policies. This is how you pay for the 3 million people who aren't paying anything, and for all the other benefits. So it is interesting. This is the first story I've heard where Obamacare would have made it possible for a young farmer, because I've heard from dozens of North Dakota young farmers who have been hit especially hard by Obamacare, and not so much retired or retiring farmers, but elderly or nearing retirement farmers as well that have been hit hard by Obamacare because, again, of the coverage that they're forced to buy.
Yeah. Now, Bob might have a little partiality to it because his daughter works there and he thinks it's a good program. That's fine.
That's great.
But it is, yeah. Although, again, I'm quoting the CEO. He said, quote, this is for you, Bob. This is United Health CEO. We can't sustain these losses. We can't subsidize a market that doesn't appear at this point to be sustaining itself. Wall Street Journal reporting the company said its operating loss for the exchange business this year will amount to about $700 million, or 45 cents a share, including $275 million that will represent advanced recognition of losses for 2016. So it's a loser for United Health. That is Obamacare. So that's just a fact that you need to know. Leon and Dickinson for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Leon.
Hey, Leon. Yes, my name is Leon Malberg. I live in Dickinson, North Dakota.
I've heard of you.
I was hoping maybe you had Representative Cramer.
Leon,
anyway,
he's a rock star with me, Scott, just so you know. And Aaron is even more so, just so you know.
Right. that's referred to as the boss. So anyway, my point this morning is that I have been with the VA healthcare system ever since I got out of the service based on circumstances that happened while I was in the service, so I could not afford or even be quoted health insurance. And I have had absolutely nothing to complain about for about 30 years.
I sense there's a butt coming, Leon, and hang on a second here. We're ready for it after the timeout. We're coming up against the break, but don't go away. You're first up to continue this when we come back. Dave and Grand Forks behind that.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. were the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA today, the folks that are connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that makes a difference for Main Streets in every corner of North Dakota and Minnesota, where PetroServe USA locations can be found. You also get that 4 for $4 deal. That's the 4 items for $4. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, couple of cookies, great deal. All day, every day, register for that loaded-up Bison tailgating trailer and a $500 gift cards. Two of those every week, all season long. It's a great deal. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, we're back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and let's go next to, we were waiting for, we were just in the middle of Leon. Leon, yeah, you go, yeah. Leon and Dickinson, then Dave and Grand Forks, then Lois and Moorhead if we have time. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, I just wanted to express my opinion of the program called Choice for the Veterans, which was apparently something that was concocted by the Congress after the debacle in the VA about a year and a half to 2 years ago. And it finally went into effect last November. Well, about August, I was the first time I'd ever experienced it, and I'm telling you, the way it is structured now, it is a total bureaucratic nightmare. And, you know, I have always spoke very, very positively about my experience with the VA, but that system, and, you know, sometime I would like to call your legislative assistant to give him an in-depth, item-by-item assessment of the program, because even the people down at the level like Sturgis, Fort Meade, just shake their head when you bring the word VA choice up.
Congressman Kramer, do you agree?
I totally agree, and I'm very familiar with the problem. And what's happened is the VA bureaucracy, and Leon hit the nail on the head, we're blessed in our part of the country. Fargo, South Dakota as well, there's really good VA hospitals, good VA health care. The community clinics are great. But on the point of the Choice Act was that you could get your health care other places if you lived, you know, certain miles from a hospital or within certain miles of another hospital. And the problem is you still have to call a number, you still have to get permission from the VA, and that just creates another whole layer of bureaucracy. And remember, we're talking about a bureaucracy that's in a lot of trouble in the first place, which is why there is the Choice Act. So we have got to, in my view, we've got to eliminate this VA approval process, because let's face it, bureaucracies protect themselves. They don't want you to go to another hospital or to another clinic someplace. They, you know, they want to keep it for their own, which is why they were cooking the numbers on, you know, in some of these hospitals with regard to wait times and whatnot. So I actually introduced a bill last week that makes all critical access hospitals, like the one in Dickinson, automatically makes them the VA certified. In other words, a veteran can go to a critical access hospital, get their health care. All they need to do is show their veterans card. And Medicare covers it, and it's up to Medicare to get reimbursement from the VA. It's not up to the VA to determine whether or not you're eligible for that health care. So we just dropped it last week, and it's a long process to get a bill like that passed, but we need to do better than the Choice Act.
All right, Leon. And by the way, you're not alone. Senator Hovind heard some of that yesterday as well up in Watford City, and you know, I learned the first time it was that bad. That's why shows like this are important. Hope you connect with the congressman's office, get that information there, so just more ammunition to get you know, at least some temporary relief with the bureaucracy while you get a new you know, plan in place. Appreciate that. Dave in Grand Forks, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Representative Kramer, I just wanted to challenge you on something I thought I heard you say a couple minutes ago, and that is that conservatives or Republicans in general might welcome some executive action on the part of the next GOP president, similar to what Obama has done. And I completely disagree with that. It's not so much that I disagree with every single thing Obama has done, which I do. It's that I disagree with how he has done it. George Will and other national commentators have thoughtfully said in recent years that for the last 50-plus years, Congress has inappropriately ceded way too much power to the executive, both the president himself and the bureaucracy. And I would encourage you to reconsider your thoughts about that, and you and everybody else in Congress need to gently or not so gently persuade the next president to realize that and cede power back to the Congress, which is where it should be.
Well, there's no question that both things have to happen. However, my only point about a guy like Donald Trump, my point is that I think Barack Obama has largely created him by virtue of his executive fiat, and that's why Donald Trump speaks so strongly about you know, what he will do, whether Congress is with him or is not with him. I think Congress, frankly, can work fairly well with the President Trump, because we'll place good policies on his desk for him to sign. With regard to your other, and by that, by the way, I mean things like undoing some of his executive overreaches by simply, you know, issuing executive orders that undo them. And if it was appropriate for President Obama to do it, it would be appropriate for it to be undone by another president. But beyond that, your other point is right on point, and that is the Congress has to, we have to reassert our Article I powers, and we've already begun much of that process through riders on appropriations bills and other policies that we're passing, including the, we talked a little bit about budget reconciliation. But what we have to do more than anything is write more prescriptive laws. Now, the challenge with that is that you have to be very detailed about not only about what the law does, but what it says not to. Because otherwise, these agencies take a new
tie their hands
law.
To tie their hands from pulling what this president's done.
Right, that's right.
We are out of time. Lois and Moorhead, we'll put you first next week if you want to ask about ISIS then. Appreciate the call. And I also had some questions on Obamacare from some of the students here at UND. We'll save those for next week, too. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thank you, sir. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.